This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we're going to dig a little deeper here for a couple of minutes on both jobs and the whole what with global trade thing, because there is some stuff to dig into. Trade war first, I think, and this thought. Without straining the metaphor too far, when there's an actual war, there is usually supposed to be an exit strategy, right? How do you win, and then how do you recover? What about with trade wars? How are we going to get out of this one and then get things back to normal? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
Normally, trade conflicts between countries start slow and build.
Don't just jump right to tariff retaliation.
Rufus Yerxa is head of the National Foreign and Trade Council. He used to be deputy director of the WTO, and before that, deputy U.S. trade representative. He says when he had to negotiate with other countries, exit strategies would be there all along the way before tariffs were ever imposed.
We always used to say in the past, if you got to the point of actually having to impose the measures, you know, you've already sort of lost the fight because it's much harder at that point to get to a deal.
With China, he says, the administration went right to tariffs. China, of course, responded with tariffs, and in such a public showdown, it's much harder politically for either side to back down. Ryan Haas is an analyst at the Brookings Institution.
There is not yet a clear exit strategy.
Nor is there a channel, he says, to work things out.
The Americans haven't identified clearly what objectives they're pursuing, and there is not a mechanism built into the relationship that allows both sides to negotiate those objectives.
Both China and the U.S., Haas says, overestimated their leverage and are waiting to see who blinks first.
Both sides appear to be entering into a period of testing each other's political pain tolerance, and there is not a pathway out at the moment.
The problem, of course, with testing pain tolerance is the pain part. Prices will rise, customers will find other suppliers, investment flows will dry up, supply chains will reroute. Again, Rufus Yerxa with the National Foreign Trade Council.
This is not something where, you know, both sides suddenly say, okay, we've got a deal and everything returns to normal.
The longer the world's two largest economies play chicken, the harder it becomes to undo the damage. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.